Hi, welcome back to Cloud 9. Today we have Bruno Sartorio. He actually went to Mount Lebanon. Libo.
Hi.
Yeah. All right, so he's an editor. He doesn't do anything for Century Media or The Odyssey, but he likes doing that in his free time. So let's start. What made you want to become an editor?
What made me want to become an editor was I always had this fascination with film and TV for many years since I was little, and I've always wanted, like growing up, I've always wanted to go out and like make my own things, like go out, film with a few friends, edit some little thing we did together, and turn it into like that little movie you would post to YouTube.
Being an original content contributor, pretty much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool, cool. Oh, I'm Levi, by the way. Mara didn't introduce me.
Oh, sorry, and I'm Loveland. I forgot about that.
Oh, you're good, you're good. But, yeah, Bruno, I saw some of your works, too. I mean, we're neighbors, so there's that. Yep. You showed me Gerald the Jester.
that was one of my friend's projects initially, and then I took that character and I put it into my own project, different take on it. But right now I'm working with that character for a new project with a yet another different take on the character.
Am I still in that little short film?
Yes, you play the villain.
I thought Jimmy did.
Nah.
Why am I the villain now? We're shifting over.
Because you're evil.
I'm a good guy. Bruno knows that. I'm a good.
If anyone knows Levi, they know that's false.
Yeah, but the good guys make the best villains.
I'm trying to think.
He's trying to think.
No, there's a movie where the good guy. I'm stupid. Star Wars, duh. Anakin Skywalker. I'm stupid.
Yeah. I agree with that statement.
It's one of those days. Yeah, you're right, Bruno.
Long day.
Huh?
Long day.
Sort of, no. Yeah. I woke up early, yeah. I woke up at 8 o'clock to go over a resume with my department head, and then went to class. I worked out. Now I'm on Cloud 9, so it's been a busy day. It's been a long day. I woke up at 8, so.
Wow. You have it so difficult, Levi.
Sounds tough, man.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Well, I'm pretty sure it's fun being a psychology major.
Me?
Yes, you. You're the only psychology major in here.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had my psych class today. I went, I saw, I conquered, then I ate lunch.
Vindi, Vindi, Vici, I think is how they say it.
Same thing. And then I had work, so talk about a long day, Levi.
That's always fun. Bruno over there. So next question, Bruno. Did anyone influence you in particular?
Yes, I have been a big fan of Steven Spielberg films like Jurassic Park or Jaws, and I was exposed to those movies at a younger age than I should have been. But I've always wanted to go out and make like my own like action science fiction. That's a huge genre I'm into, and I would love to work with genres like that later on when I do something with my field.
I just watched Jurassic Park actually. A couple days ago, I think.
The new one or the old one?
I don't know which one it was. I just went over to my friend's house, and they were, like, playing it, so.
I'm wondering
about what?
Because you said Jurassic Park, and the new one came out. Is that 2013, 2014? I'm not exactly too sure.
Jurassic World?
There's a difference right there. See, yeah.
Yeah, what I know is that I think they're trying to make it a new trilogy.
So a reboot for the series?
Pretty much. I mean, it's still a sequel, but like, kind of like Star Wars in a way. How there's the prequel trilogy, mm-hmm. and then the original trilogy. And now we have Episode 7, and...
Episode 8 comes out, I think, next year. 2 years or a year from now. I saw it flooding in after Episode 7 came out.
And I think they're making the anthologies movie, too, for it, which are a little out of the timeline, but kind of, like, in between some of the episodes.
Huh. Oh, yeah, the backstory of Kylo Ren. That was the next planned one, I heard. They're going to explain the backstory of Kylo Ren, how he came to be, for the next Star Wars episode.
Yeah, I saw Star Wars with my friends, like, whenever it first came out, and I never saw a Star Wars movie besides that, because my friend, he was like... You really, like, my friend and I, she goes to Duquesne, he is working now, and he was like, you really, like, both of you guys need to, like, come and, like, go see it with me, because I have no one else to see it with, So we went and we saw it with him. I actually understood it, most of it. It wasn't that difficult to understand. They kind of went back and, like, taught you what it was. Like, in the beginning of the movie, there was, like, two paragraphs or something.
Yeah, it always starts off with long ago in the
galaxy. Yeah, and then, yeah, and so, like, you just read that, and then you're up to date.
Pretty much, yeah. The first Star Wars I saw, I'm not sure if it was junior or senior. I remember it was definitely episode four. It was episode four, and my film teacher, I hope he's listening, Eamon. His name is Eamon. His last name is Eamon. I call him Joe now. His first name is Joe. But anyway, we saw episode four, and that was the first Star Wars I watched the whole thing through. I played the Star Wars video games when I was younger, and Star Wars episode four was the first Star Wars I legit sat through and watched. And then
congratulations.
I achieved something in life. So yeah, episode four was the first one I saw, and now I'm interested in, you know, the new one, because, you know, everything's pretty much different. You know, I'm not going to tell anybody anything, but you know, it's really different. If you haven't seen Star Wars before, you should definitely see it now, with episode eight being released soon.
Did you see Star Wars? Like, did you see the new one?
Yeah, I did. I had to watch the original six before going into it, and I watched.
I didn't do that.
I watched episode one, then two, then three, then four, five, six, all in order, just to like catch myself up, because it's been a while since I saw the Star Wars movies. But I was playing Battlefront 2.
Oh yeah, again. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have it, and I think my dad sold it.
Oh.
he picks up games and then just sells them. I'm like, why? It's money.
Yeah, you get money out of selling them.
Yeah, if GameStop will rip you off. I'm going to say that right now for anyone listening. GameStop will say you get a new Call of Duty, which comes out every year, and you turn it in 5 days the day it was released. They'll give you not even half. They'll give you less than half what you pay for. They'll give you $20 for a game that costs $60 that just came out. That's what GameStop would do. But
shouldn't they give you like 30 or something, at least like half, or like almost half, like 25 or something?
They should, but they really would rip you off. You'd be better selling it through Amazon or, you know, eBay or so.
Yeah.
You can get people to actually, you know, buy it. And plus, like, it's just a rip. Don't go to GameStop if you want to sell games. Sell them yourself.
Or the exchange.
Or yeah, the exchange is a better choice.
Mm-hmm. Is that for video games?
Yeah, they have DVDs, video games, TV shows. They have a lot. And electronics. Pretty much GameStop, just rip-off part. No rip-off.
Yeah. Well, let's move on from Levi's life. What are some of your favorite movies?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm a huge fan of Watchmen.
Never heard of that, okay.
Is that the one with...
superheroes. It's a DC movie.
I'm trying to remember one of the... Because I've seen spoofs of it on Robot Chicken before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... I don't know if he's blue or not. I don't know his name. Because I remember seeing the trailer back in, like, you know, 2008 or whatever, when it came with the smiley face.
Right? Yeah, that's like... I think... It's been a while since I saw it. But I love that movie. I highly recommend, if you love the superhero genre, go see Deadpool. It blew me away. I feel like I had high expectations for it, and those high expectations were met and blown out of proportion by the movie. Great movie.
I haven't seen it yet at all.
I want to see it. I mean, I'm in it for the comic. I mean, it's an action movie too, but, you know, from seeing because I never knew about Deadpool until I played Marvel vs. Capcom, really. Marvel vs. Capcom, he breaks the fourth wall. Like, he's, you know, saying...
Got that game in my dorm.
Huh?
Got that game in my dorm.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. You did. We were talking about that the one day. Mm-hmm. But, the first time I, like, saw anything or knew anything about Deadpool was playing Marvel vs. Capcom. And he's, you know, he breaks the fourth wall. He's funny. He's just pretty much the hero that... Or he's actually an anti-hero. He's not even really a hero, right?
Nope. Yeah, he's an anti-hero.
Yeah,
he's a mercenary. He kills.
And that's something that's different about the superhero line versus, like, anti-hero or villain line. You know, a superhero won't kill. He'll harm, or he'll, you know, hurt till they can't fight anymore. But his anti-hero will just flat out, you know, boom, you're dead. So, that was the first time I encountered...
Well, that's uplifting.
Oh, sorry. That was the first time I, you know, had any knowledge of Deadpool. I like Deadpool, though. I want to see it before it goes out of theaters.
I know, because of the R rating and the fact it was such a hit in the box office, they're making Wolverine 3 rated R now, too, which I'm excited for because seeing an R-rated Wolverine film has always been a dream of mine. I would say the superhero genre is really kicking it right now with the box office, and this year is going to be a huge year for
Superman
it.
Superman versus Batman.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming. The new X-Men Apocalypse. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm trying to think of any other superhero movies coming out. Because I remember my film teacher, it was pretty much a geek moment. He was talking about all the movie releases for 2016 and, you know, Superman vs. Batman, Deadpool was one of them, X-Men. I'm trying to think if Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. I'm just trying to think if there's any other superhero movies coming out for this year.
Civil War.
Oh, yeah, The Avengers. How do we forget about that? Honestly, I've seen the first one, and that was about it. Any Iron Man or no?
I mean, Iron Man is in it. He plays the supposed antagonist because it is considered a Captain America movie, and they're portraying him as the villain as well as the people on his team against Captain America and his team.
Who's on Captain America's team?
Oh, I would have to pull it up right now on the internet. I can't really remember.
I was going to say, I know Hulk is against Iron Man, right? Because they were fighting in the left, and I remember the trailers.
I love Hulk.
Hulk's actually apparently not in it.
Really?
Nope. Him and Thor from the Avengers are absent. Everyone else from the Avengers movies is in it and on separate teams.
Wow, that's something.
Mm-hmm. And I know they are actually adding in Spider-Man now to the universe.
I heard that. Wasn't he one of the original Avengers?
In the comics, yeah.
Not in the film series.
Nope, because Marvel finally, well, Sony still holds some of the rights, but they're pretty much like sharing his character rights right now, and Marvel's using him for Civil War, but they haven't shown him in the trailers or anything yet. I think they just want to surprise the audience with that once it finally comes out.
Yeah, get that effect from the people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
that
I'm just looking for words.
Actually, you know what's funny? My, whenever my stepmom, I mean, oh, geez, not my stepmom, my actual mom, and my stepdad got married, the day that they got married, my cousin was in town. She lives 2 hours away. And, my mom and my stepdad didn't even tell us that they were getting married that day. But my mom took my cousin, my brother, and I, like, out to see Spider-Man. And then whenever we came back, they were, like, getting married. Because they got married, they just bought a house, and so they got married on, like, the front porch of where we live now.
Question, Bruno. Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire? Since we're talking about Spider-Man, because everyone...
I love Spider-Man movies.
I gotta say Tobey.
I was gonna say...
He's the original.
Exactly, and I think it was film class last year. 12th grade, we were saying, who do you like better as Spider-Man? My film teacher, you know, Tobey or Andrew Garfield. And I was like, it's kind of like who you grew up with that for that character. So I would say Tobey Maguire.
We all grew up with Tobey.
Exactly. I mean, Andrew Garfield, he's British, and then he puts on that American accent.
Okay, but I liked him in the Spider-Man movie with Emma.
I mean, Emma Stone, she was in there too. She didn't.
Forgot about that.
Same. I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I liked, you know, the trilogy of Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. Spider-Man 3 was my favorite.
With Venom.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite Marvel villains of all time.
They had those polls, like the top 100 villains of all time and everything. I know Venom's definitely on there as a character. But aside from that, Bruno, next question, man. How long have you been editing?
Editing, I would have to say since I was in 7th grade. When it comes to editing, I've done like graphic designing type things and film editing, and I picked up on graphics first before film editing. So I've been doing it since 7th grade, and I had a very different technique from what most graphic designers would do. I used PowerPoint and Paint for my projects.
Yeah, you told me.
It's all, yeah, because what I found out is it's really all about layering, which you can do in PowerPoint. Like, you can adjust your objects in Paint, copy and paste them over, paste them, and then you can also adjust, like, the background in PowerPoint, and I would just manipulate these objects back and forth, and I would get this beautiful image in the end of what I wanted.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that when I was watching one of your, I was looking at your animations from a while ago. You remember you were talking about Total Drama. That's one of your favorite shows, and you for drawing, you drew in the style of them, and then
I felt the first season of that show is very, like, I mean, what, I was preteen when that came out?
Yeah.
I forget how long that came ago.
You're a year older. You're a year old before.
I mean, I'm older now. I kind of died out of me, but the first season, that was, like, I thought it was a great show.
Same,
and
man.
I took the art style from that show, and that's how I would draw. When I make my storyboards for my projects, I'm drawing things in the style of that show. That's just how I draw now compared to back then. I've also drawn too, which is, that kind of impacted why I wanted to edit too in a way, because I also enjoy the storyboarding aspect too.
The storyboard for me, I remember for our film class, we had to, you know, obviously we have to come up with a movie for our final project. We had the process of creating the script, creating the storyboard, but we all had different different roles in the project. So I was the director, so I had to look over everybody's shoulder, like, "Hey guys, what are we taking care of?" And I actually had a friend of mine. I hope he's listening. His name is Leon. He was a great artist, and he would draw. I wouldn't really be able to tell you what style he drew in, like, you know, how you drew mm-hmm. Total Drama. The thing about him. Actually, no, I think he might have drew in, like, the style of Family Guy, because that's how two of my other friends drew, and I guess, like, he picked it up. The thing with all of those guys, they can draw without, you know, looking at something. Me, I have to look at something in order to draw, but he wanted to do the storyboard, and eventually, you know, he did, but it didn't, like, match the script. So my thing about my film project, my teacher wanted me to match, you know, storyboard and script together almost, because you have to, you know, you can't just go off script or so. But storyboarding for me, I kind of, it's a meh. I usually would try to find somebody else to do a storyboard for me, because I can't draw. If I draw, it's going to look, you know, like a kid did it.
And yep, I don't,
you are a kid, Levi.
And I don't know if this applies to anyone else who draws a lot for fun, but I find it hard to break my style and branch off and try other styles, because personally, I've been doing this style for a while now.
It's what you're used to.
Yeah, so I mean, when I took the storyboarding class, my professor told me try and branch off from that, and I struggled with that. And then for my final project, I turned it in the style I'm used to, and, I mean, I still got my A in the class, and I was happy.
There you go.
So what genre is your favorite for films?
For films? Like I said, I am huge into the superhero genre right now, but I also enjoy action movies, comedy. I love Seth Rogen stuff. I really want to see the new Neighbors movie as well.
Pineapple Express. Pineapple Express had to be one of the funniest Seth Rogen movies.
Yeah, I have that in my dorm too. The movie.
I gotta watch it. I just remember the scene where he's in the car and he's just watching. He's in his car and he's, you know, he's smoking. And he just, like, looks inside the house. He starts coughing. And then when, like, they shoot the guy, he's like, "Ugh!" He really starts coughing. And he just darts for it. And, like, did you see that guy? It sounds like that movie is too funny.
Nice sound, Levi. Nice coughing sound.
Oh, thank you. But, yeah, Pineapple Express. I actually saw the interview before we went on winter break. I liked it. It was okay. I thought it was going to be funnier, but, I mean.
I actually saw it in theaters when it came out for that brief period of time.
Yeah, it was limited because the backlash from apparently, I think they said North Korea had hacked Sony Pictures and they only wanted to, you know, have it out for such a limited amount of time. But they also released a free version, I think, online. That was right in the midst of
it went on Netflix, like, literally maybe 2 weeks later, I think it was.
You can get it for free, too, on the internet. Like, they had it flooding the internet. You mm-hmm. can watch the interview for free since you can't release it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of those controversial movie releases. of our time, I guess you can say.
Wait, what movie is that again?
The Interview. Seth Rogen, James Franco.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I just forgot what movie it was. That was months ago, though. But that happened. What's it?
The Interview came out in 2014.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, that was years ago.
It came around like...
I was a freshman in college when it came out, which was last year. Yeah, it was 2014.
December 2015, or 2014, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't that long ago, thinking about it.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it feels weird because it's 2016, but it feels like it's like 2015 still. So just because you're right in the start of it.
I'm still doing that, putting the date on papers. Yeah. I'm still writing February 23rd, and I draw the 15. I'm like, no, 16, and just like cross out the 5.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I always hate doing that. That's the problem with the new year starting. And it's even on Facebook. There was a picture. It's like me when the new year starts, and they have the date written out. Next thing you know, they see, it's the 5. It's meant to 4 to be
the 6. Yeah, and they're like the 6. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Next question, Bruno. What is your favorite part about the editing process? I know there's pre-production and post-production as well. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of editing?
I think it's more of a pain to go out and edit. I mean, not edit, film everything that you want because I just had a personal experience earlier with my actual school project with a buddy of mine, this other kid in our project. We didn't have enough footage for us to edit to actually get a good overall, for the project. So I feel like when you go out to film, you cannot never have less footage than you need. You need to have more footage than what you need. Because then that makes post-production easier.
You're right.
And I love, even if it's not my own footage, I like to go in and edit it, add my own pizzazz to it.
I remember, sorry to cut you off, Bruno. Last year when we were finishing up our film project, I stayed after school for 2 days straight. And the thing about my school is I lived right down the street from it. Pittsburgh Obama, you guys know, yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And I would just, because we had Macs, we had MacBooks, and I would just open up iMovie. So I'm familiar with iMovie. I'm also familiar with Adobe Premiere. If I'm not mistaken, I'd never used Final Cut, but I want to once I start doing video projects. But I stayed for 2 days straight just working on my movie, critiquing it, like editing sound, editing video, looking at camera angles, cuts, like how many do we have? Because you never want to go overboard with camera cuts or so. Sometimes just stay at the same angle. Like for one scene, we only had one side of someone's face showing, like something suspicious. You know, you add that that effect, I guess, to your projects. And then from watching famous directors such as Alfred Hitchcock, I'm trying to think of his name. Quentin Tarantino, we watched Kill Bill. And the fact...
Great movie.
I like it. That was my first time seeing Kill Bill. And he shot the shot where you can only see her from, like, the top perspective. It's like, he can show you, like, where the villains are at and everything. I don't know. It's just different style for almost everybody. So, I like editing.
I've never seen Kill Bill.
You have to watch
anything
it.
Like that. I've never really done much editing in that sense of the word.
That was the only... my movie back in 12th grade was the only video project that I edited. And I edited it with a friend, too, but,
So it wasn't all you.
I mean...
No. Don't take credit.
Okay.
Partially. Half.
Both of us worked on it together. Teamwork.
Yeah. We set on half. 50-50.
60-40.
What was the 40 you?
Real funny, Mara. Real funny.
Thank you. I know I am.
Clap.
Okay. So, Bruno, why did you start editing?
Why?
Yeah.
Because, let me think real quickly. Because of what I was interested in when, I was little. Like I said, I loved watching the TV shows we grew up with, like Rugrats and all that. So, I always thought, I want to go out and make my own. So, it was my inspiration from what I've seen, which made me want to actually go out and create things. And to create things, you need to edit. And that's when I realized, hey, I like to be an editor.
Huh. Decent.
That's good. Good job. We're proud of you.
Ah, thank you.
You know, for my high school, I did, like, the copy editing for the yearbook the last year, I guess. That was weird. It was a lot of work. It wasn't what you were doing. I know what you mean, but it was, like, we had to, cut. Like, we had to have, for every page that we had, our teacher wanted us to have a cutout. So we had to do that sometimes.
I was on the yearbook for a little. I was an official member of it, but I saw what they did, and I would just, like, Yeah. Because they would, publish photos, get the photos.
And put them in the yearbook. Yeah.
On, I don't know what software they were using for it on the computers, though.
I forget which one we used. I completely forget.
I just walked in and everyone was on the laptop. I'm like, whoop, I'm walking right back out.
You know, people from the company that was helping us develop a yearbook, they actually came in. Like, a guy from that company came into, like, a class, like, two or three times to talk to, like, our teacher and, like, all, like, you know, the students about it. So, yeah. That was interesting to see.
Yeah, we never had someone
do that.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think my teacher, like, called them or something and asked. Because they do have to be, like, they do have to help. So they came in, like, person to help her after school, too. But we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We are back. So now we're going to play a game. Since Bruno likes movies and films, we decided to pick some of the movies that came out in 2015. And what we're going to do is, these are, like, the movie titles. So we're going to say part of the movie titles, and Bruno's going to have to finish it. So.
Ready, Bruno?
Hopefully you do well. Levi, you can start it off.
All right. Well, I'll say, okay, ready? All right. Mad
Max, Fury Road.
Here you go.
Thank you. Yep. Good job. That's what I haven't seen that at all.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I've seen the video game for it, though. I've seen some people playing the video game for it.
When did it come out? I mean, I know 2015. 2015.
The movie? Yeah. I was going to say, I saw the game. The game, they said, is like almost, think of Grand Theft Auto, but like in a desert, pretty much not post-apocalyptic, but they say it's like GTA pretty much. That's what I remember hearing. I've just seen people play it too, so I'm like, it looks fun. I don't know if I could get into it, but it looks fun.
But wait, when did the movie come out, though? I know 2015, but like in the beginning or end or middle?
That's a question for I'm not too sure. I remember hearing about, I'm not sure what you know, what season it was or so.
Bruno. No, I don't remember. I just remember seeing it.
And congratulations on performing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my,
you did very well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought I should add that in. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Beyonce was good too.
Oh, I love singing with Beyonce. It's always been a dream of mine.
Wouldn't that be a dream of like anyone's, to be honest?
What, to be with Beyonce or sing with her?
Both.
Or
to sing with Beyonce, that'd be an honor.
But what if you were bad at singing?
Hey, as long as I'm standing next to Beyonce, so I mean.
She almost fell. Did you see that?
I did.
That was so funny.
Nobody says anything. I'm like, gosh, she almost fell. Like, right there. I can see her, like, just step
back. Yeah, she, like, she was, like, on her feet, like, crouched down. She, like, almost went, like, back.
Right. It's when they were doing the dance off.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody saw that but me? Okay.
No, I saw that. There should be memes about that. There should be so many memes.
When you can't wear heels.
Yeah. Exactly. No, didn't she get in trouble, too? Like, something with her... like video,
it was
song,
it was her uniform, and it's been going on for some time now. They're saying that she has paid tribute to the Black Panther Party for the use of her uniforms and the berets that they were wearing, and people are coming at people have boycotted her. I heard
some police don't want to protect her whenever she goes to cities to perform.
I know at the Miami police. That was the first one. I heard about that yesterday on Facebook. Facebook is most of our, you know, sources are not sources. News comes from Facebook nowadays. Like, the first thing you log on to Facebook, you have the trending bar, and a lot of stuff that, you know, is kind of relevant.
Yeah.
Because on that, like, for my news writing class, if I don't find anything on USA Today, I just go to Facebook, because Facebook has, you know, weird news, good news, hard news, soft news being entertainment, hard news being politics, government, everything. But yeah, that's what she's catching trouble for, apparently.
All right, so the next movie is Inside
Out.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone's seen that movie.
I know, I
just
loved
saw it not
it.
So long ago.
Except me.
You didn't see it yet?
No, I had the chance to watch it here. It was movie night.
Yeah.
And I wanted to watch it, but I had work. I was like,
I love that movie. I thought it was so cute.
Especially I almost cried.
What?
I almost cried.
What part?
What was it? When the dude fell into the ditch? I forget his name.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. Was it one of the emotions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you're psychology majors. You guys have to... How many times have you watched it?
Once.
Oh, I thought it was more because you're a psychology major, and that's like about...
That would be the movie to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. No, I just went to see it with my mom and stepdad. Literally, we just went out one night to see it because I really wanted to see it.
I want
to
see if Donald has it. He's a psychologist. He has that. He has a bunch of movies on his desk. I want to see if he has it.
Donald's his roommate.
He's also a psychology major.
Hey, Donald.
Yeah, he's in my he's in my psychology class in the morning.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Applied psychology.
Yeah. I don't know what we're applying, but...
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I just picked my minor today, and I found out I can also dual minor. So I might try to look at that. Maybe I'll dual minor in psychology
please
as well.
Please don't.
Maybe I will.
To just save the universe, please don't.
Just to mess with you, Mara.
Oh, gosh. You would do that just to, like...
Just to mess with Mara.
Yeah, you would do that.
I'll be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I'll be that guy.
Don't be that guy. But we have U.S. history tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to show up?
Yeah.
I'm debating. No, but he actually does cover stuff that is like...
He's a good professor.
He is a good professor.
He's really good. He just... I feel like he goes too fast sometimes.
I feel that too. But he's pretty decent. Like, mm-hmm. I've had worse.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's like my best professor this semester. I think actually of like
Isn't
the
he
entire
a doctor?
School year. What?
Isn't he a doctor?
Maybe, yeah. Sorry, doctor.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's good. He's really decent. I like him a lot. He's really nice. How did you do on the the summary?
The summary? I got a B on it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I resubmitted mine just to see if I could get a higher grade.
He's very picky, but, I mean, when he knows his stuff that well, I'd probably be picky too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with getting a B in that class in general. Just because if he's going to be that picky, then it's very hard to, do you know what I mean? If he's going to pick out everything, it's hard to, like, get an A. Not that he shouldn't care about what he's teaching, but, yeah. Okay.
Man, I wish I had the class you guys had. You guys are talking up a storm over here. I'll
do it next week. Yeah, it's Levi's turn.
All right, go ahead. Straight.
Out.
Straight out.
There you go. Levi, you can say two words in it, not just one.
I thought he would have
got Straight out of Compton.
I thought he would have got it as soon as I said Straight. I mean, like, you know, that's one of the movies. That was the only movie that came out with Straight. They were shocked, or not they. Who am I saying they for? But I was actually shocked when the movie didn't go up for maybe an Oscar.
It was really well made.
Right. They're talking about making sequels for all the other rappers, like Tupac, Biggie. You know, what's his name? DOC. So it's weird that movie didn't get nominated for any Oscars, but that's another topic.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's decent.
It's
not decent. Why am I saying decent?
I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
It's pretty. If you don't know about the group NWA, it'll be an interesting movie to see because you can gain insight on how they were formed. Like, I knew about NWA before they were founded. You know, I listened to their music. I, you know, read up about Eazy-E, Tupac, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren, and DJ Yella. Those are the five primary members of NWA. And it was eye-opening to see how they all started out, or so, you know, Dr. Dre just mixing records in his base, in his house and everything.
Yeah.
It's interesting if you don't know about NWA, so I'd highly recommend it. If you do know about NWA and you just want to learn more, still see it. It's a very decent, beautiful movie.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of movies, so I don't really know.
And plus, it's,
how many of them?
You know, and plus, you're gaining a part of hip hop history.
Yeah.
Because the group, you listen to their songs and see what they had to deal with there in that era. You see, like, see why the music was so influential. The group was so influential.
Okay, so the next movie, Star Wars.
Episode 7, mm-hmm. Force Awakens.
Yep, I didn't know what episode it was. I mean, I have the little, like, symbols, but I didn't know.
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals.
Yep.
I know from 1 to 10, and I know, I mean, not 1 to 10, I can go up, I think, until 14. I know 20 is, I know it's an X for every, you know,
about 10.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So 10 is X, 20 is double X. So, yeah. So, next movie is Shaun the
Sheep.
We actually were talking about that before the radio show.
I actually never saw it.
Really? I haven't either. I looked all these up online.
That makes three.
That's like, that's how I do it. Like last week with the colors of the hockey team.
I know some of the colors of those. I don't, like, hockey's not my sport to watch. I watch football. So you give me a football list, I can go down the line of colors for a football team.
Yeah. I don't know. Coming up with the games is like, difficult because I never know what to do.
I mean, I like it though. It's creative.
Thank you, because I create the games every week. You're welcome, Levi.
Maybe I'll try next week.
Oh no, please. I would rather do it.
Everyone's getting on me.
Thank you, Bruno. No
problem.
I'll do it. It's cool.
I live next to him. I'm always hard on him.
You should be.
I'm clapping for you.
Yeah, if you hear that obnoxious clapping sound, that's Levi. Okay.
I'm going to mess with you. All right, since we're neighbors, it's going to be just like neighbors. I'm going to cause trouble for you.
Oh, dude, I'll be the one causing trouble for you.
What are you
talking about?
One's Zac Efron, though?
The one.
Which one of you
guys? He looks more like him, so he can be Zac Efron. I'm pretty much like a family guy anyway, so so yeah, he can be Zac Efron.
Okay, all so right. We're cutting Levi off.
I'll be Rogan.
All right, cut his mic.
Yeah, cut his mic. He actually has control of the board right now. So if anything happens, it's his fault. Okay, so When Moni. That's the next movie. When Moni.
when Marnie actually, I don't know this.
When Marnie was there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just one of the ones I found online. I was like, I guess I'll do
I
that.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All right, you stumped me.
I know.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Five out of six.
I'm very happy. Yeah.
Still a passing grade.
True.
You passed, Bruno. How you feel?
Are you going to Disney?
I've never been to Disney.
Oh.
Yeah.
I went to the one in Florida.
Yeah, there's Disney World and then there's Disneyland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Florida, isn't Florida the land?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a, and then there's Disney.
California is the other one.
And then there's Disney World, Japan, and I think France.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know that.
Okay. So now we are going to the Yik Yaks of the week so far. So Levi can start us off on there. These ones are really long this week. Levi sent me all of these.
Hey, they are. I was going to say they're a lot longer than
normal.
Less.
Yeah.
So the first Yik Yak is, quote, you know you're in PA when it's 65 degrees and you're walking on the salt from the sidewalk from yesterday. That's
accurate.
Yeah, that's winter for you here in PA.
That's very true.
Say this weather is, I remember
it's
I made
it. It's so warm it's today.
It is. I made a joke up about Cobra having control of the weather dominator a couple weeks back. My dad actually commented on the post. He was like, nice one.
What, did you post it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Because you're so cool.
You know it.
Facebook isn't cool.
I don't even have one.
Really?
No. I got rid of it.
I have one. If you guys want to find me, hit me up.
I want to use Twitter, but I don't have no followers. I need people to follow me.
I think I found you on there.
That awkward moment.
Oh, come on.
No, see, I have a Twitter, but I don't use it. It's only so that no one else can create a Twitter in my name. So no one can, like, say something and then people think it's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, I just have Twitter and Instagram. And
yeah,
Snapchat,
I have Instagram too. Yeah.
Really
Snapchat is for. I feel like Snapchat.
I feel like everyone has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Speaking of that, go on to our Instagram and Facebook page.
At Cloud9RMU.
There we go. Good job. Okay, so the next Yik Yak of the week is, quote, it's so refreshing to receive a real email sent to you out of the hundreds of mass sent spam emails piled up in your inbox.
Welcome to RMU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
I got like 3 over the weekend.
I remember I counted how many emails I got in one day, and it was 20. I have 20 emails. But the dine-in, I exclude the dine-in menu from that email. Because
they're just doing it to like tell you what they're
eating. I do kind of want to know what's going on in PNC.
Yeah, my friends and I always look at that, like where should we eat and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So it's a good source.
Right.
It
what's
helps.
What's going on in Wheatley or something? So,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And the final Yik Yak of the week is, quote, I'm convinced the meal plan is the biggest scam here.
That is true.
I mean,
last semester I had so much money.
I think I'm under 200 right now. I ate too much. That's my problem.
I don't need enough, apparently. I feel like I do.
Really?
I feel like, because they had the cards now, and it's like you can pick up cards, like how much you should spend in a day, and for the Patriot, which is the second highest meal plan.
I think that's what I have.
That's what I have, and they say you should spend about $18 per day. I don't think I spend.
That doesn't make sense, because if you buy breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's way more, and like you get the meal and you get a drink, that's way more.
That's what the revolutionary plan is for, people that eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, I can do all that for breakfast. I'll just grab a cereal bar and a milk, and then
I just get like something little for breakfast, eat in my room, and then I actually have like lunch and dinner out, like at the calf or something like that.
Yeah, Yorktown. I'm just gonna say this right now, Yorktown. For anyone that lives there or anyone that plans on living in Yorktown, do not eat at Yorktown every single night for dinner. It is expensive. The food's great, but it is expensive. It drains your meal plan.
Thursday is a steak night. I'm excited for that.
just a word of advice. Yorktown residents, Yorktown future residents, do not eat every day at Yorktown. Go on campus. It's a lot cheaper.
Okay, so we have come to the end of the show. Thank you for listening.
I'm Levi.
I'm Mara Linehan.
And I'm Bruno.
And thank you for tuning in to Cloud9. We will be back next week. Bye-bye.